This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Spiegel and Holmes Show Flashback. Flashback.
Well, you know my dream regarding Hotel Zachary. I think I've shared with you before.
You have a lot of dreams.
Yeah, I do. I would like to drunkenly zip line from a suite at the Hotel Zachary into the ballpark sometime after midnight.
Yeah, they're not going to ever let you do that.
I don't believe
you
that.
You might be able to sing the anthem, though, or the seventh inning stretch. You know.
These are all.
Or throw from my mound. There's lots of things that you could do.
Danny's going to be a part of the show tomorrow at 3 o'clock. That is not the major announcement. That's a minor announcement. It's a good announcement because he'll be in town anyway, so he's going to stop by the studio. The major announcement. No, there's no way in hell I'm announcing this for you. Let the people know what's happening.
I have been asked to sing the national anthem at a Cubs game at Wrigley Field.
You like it? I don't like it.
I am thrilled, excited, total lifelong dream to sing the anthem at a ball game. And, you know, I've always been a singer and musician along with a sports guy. And I've been able to do both things forever. I still actively do both things. And to get an opportunity to do something that fuses those worlds together is pretty remarkable.
That is outstanding.
Yeah, man.
You should sing this song, too.
Yeah, did they... It's more like a set, right? You don't just do one song or the other. I just craft a little set.
I feel like this is the warm-up, and then you do the anthem. There's no coming back after the anthem.
No, you don't follow the anthem.
So you go with this, and then you... This is outstanding. The anthem is kind of known for being a difficult song to sing.
I don't know. It's a big range, so you got to find the right key. I had to make a demo. I had to make a demo and submit a demo. So
was it a window commercial, or did you send in? Or?
I did not send in the Feldco jingle as part of my demo. I did not.
They play it enough during the games that they should know what your voice sounds like.
Are you not familiar with my work? You know,
he plays every fourth and seventh inning.
You got baby T with that the other day.
Tyler?
Tyler, yeah.
Wait, so is that how we differentiate the two guys? He's baby Tyler?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Speaks told him about the Feldco thing and he was...
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was blown away.
Blown away.
It was a long time ago. There's been a lot of singing since then, but none is more known than that.
Have you done the anthem before?
Never at any sporting event. I'd never sung it in full until I started thinking about making a demo. But obviously been a singer all my life, so I just had to figure out where the key is. My guy Kurt Morrison from Tributosaurus, lifelong Cub fan, came over the house. He brought an acoustic. He brought an electric. We worked out a few different styles, and we're gonna do it together.
So that's great.
Yeah.
Hit one off that video board.
Oh, that's right. There's that. Am I more known for that as a singer or the Feldco thing?
I think there are a lot of people who think it might be you that didn't know it was you until you said something.
What, Feltko?
Yeah, yeah. I think that people are, especially score listeners, are probably sitting at home being like, man, that guy sounds a lot like Speaks.
My voice was different then. The range was higher. I mean, years of talking and singing will change an instrument.
And age. Like we
For use, sure.
We lose our timbre as we get older.
Absolutely.
Time for Mitch to play!
Oh, yeah. I asked Danny if he could do it. He's just not going to be in town. So,
what day is it? Do you know?
Tuesday, the 17th of June. It's a Brewers game. It's a Brewers Tuesday night game.
So it's a full house.
I think so.
It's a full. If it's Cubs Brewers, it's a full house.
Yeah, man.
In the middle of June?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Yeah, it's just, you know, so because it had come up a while back, and then a couple people there said, why aren't you doing this? And I said, I don't know, man. I don't know. And then they talked to the right person, and then the right person said, make a demo. And I made a demo. So here we go.
Have you already started to think about like attire? Like, will you be in a Cubs jacket or?
I have not thought about that at all.
You think Steen will want you in, or will she want you with the top button swag?
My wife and personal manager and stylist. I don't know. I'm sure she'll have some thoughts on the matter. Yeah, it hasn't come up. It hasn't come up yet.
Really, honey, it's not all about you.
See, that's the thing, Tanny. Stylistically, I can't go over the top. Just sing the damn song. I have picked apart so many anthems. In my time as a sports talker.
Are you going with the Carl Lewis or?
I mean, me and Kurt were talking about it stylistically. What do we want to do? And he's like, well, the best is Whitney. He thinks Whitney is the best.
I think Chris Stapleton's up there.
I mean, I got more of a chance of doing a Chris Stapleton, obviously, than I do of doing a Whitney.
I think Chris Stapleton is right there with.
That's interesting. But I got to do
Whitney
me.
Whitney Houston.
I got to do me.
I agree.
So we've played with it, and we fiddled with it on the demo. Ruben shot the video of the demo for us when Kurt came over the house.
Whole like family affair
Yeah, man. So, but I you got to do a little stylistically to make it fun, make it interesting, make it your own. You don't want to go over the top because the song is it's an interesting song, and everybody knows it, and they need to hear the stuff that their ears want to hear.
Is there someone who sang it that you go, that's my Steelo right there?
That's a good question.
That you've heard and you go, that's range, that's selection, that's the way that that it's laid out.
You know,
and you go, I could do that, and I could do that well.
It's interesting. This gets to a deeper thing. Like, I've been covering artists now for 25 years or whatever. I mean, longer than that, but with Tributo, like, really trying to inhabit other artists. I want to sound like me. You know what I mean? So, like, what is me? So, like, you got Blue Eyed Soul, like Little Feet, Van Morrison, you know, with like a little more of an R&B.
You're gonna do some that, Michael McDonald for us?
I mean, some of that, but Michael sings it up there, you know, up in the range. But like, let's sound like me. What do I sound like? Sometimes a little like those people, but I want to sound like me. So we'll figure it out, sort it out.
So buy tickets. Go to Cubs.com June 17th. And get in your seat. And cheer
don't
real loud.
Don't miss the anthem on the 17th. That's crazy.
Yes, don't miss the anthem.
Props to John Vincent, who is the man and the dude and has become a friend. And like that guy, I don't know how many he does. He does a lot. But then they fill in the rest. Sometimes Wayne Messmer, sometimes Wayne and his wife. Sometimes my friend Michael McDermott does it with his wife, Heather Horton, together. And sometimes they have other folks, and I'm one of those other folks.
So I got to put it out there. Yo. So because this is probably going to be the one time at Wrigley. I'm not saying you won't be deserving, but it's tough. It's been a tough book for you to get this gig.
It's
considering all the people that you know over there.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be like, hey, come on. Let me do the
anthem. Haven't lobbied for it as much as like others would have.
No, because you want to get it on your merits as a singer and not because you happen to be the sports guy who can sing.
Now, here's the part where we can maybe call in a few favors, because the actual dream was to do the anthem. Do an inning of play-by-play, operate the scoreboard, and we'll see.
Tanny, you're bringing it up. This is the eventual dream. The eventual dream is to be like the nine roles in nine innings person around the ballpark, like the Cesar Tovar, Bert Campanaris. Who else did it? Randy Velarde did
Jose Oquendo, I believe.
I did it in college.
Did you? Did you really?
In a season, not in a game.
Oh, okay.
In
oh,
a
okay.
season, I played all 10 positions because I DH'd.
I don't know if Jose Oquendo did it, but he was that guy. There's only like five. Scott Fletcher do it? I want to say Scott Fletcher did it. Or there's a Scott. But anyway, yeah, Tanny, you're right. The nine things. Anthem at the beginning. Work the scoreboard for an inning. I want to rake the mound for an inning.
You going to sell peanuts?
Yeah, be a vendor would be the fourth inning.
Barry will join you for that.
Make myself up to the booth and do the fifth inning of play-by-play.
See our guy, Keith. What up, Keith?
Hey, Keith, good to see you, man. And after that, I don't know, like, I need four
Keith
other roles.
Keith seems like a guy, he'd make it all happen for you.
He would. Maybe my buddy Max Crawford, who does the electric scoreboards, the electronic scoreboards, maybe he'll let me go sit over there. I could do that for an inning, you know? So nine roles for nine innings at the ballpark. Nobody's ever done that. Be that guy.
Okay, so here's my question, because I think about this a lot when it comes to the list of things that I want or need to do before I'm up out of here. If you do this, will that be enough? And are you being honest with yourself?
It's already enough. It's already. True answer? Dude, I called a Cubs-Cardinals series on the radio.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
We did three games, me and Elise Menaker.
No. I mean singing the anthem.
In life, I don't know.
Specifically, like, is it enough to go, man, yep. I did that bleep?
Yeah.
Are you worried that you'll do it and it'll feel so great? Hey. I mean, I realistically, no diss to brother, no diss to Tributosaurus.
Yeah.
This is the largest audience you've ever sung in front of, right?
That is true. That will be true. And you just gave me a little bit of a stomach churn.
Wow, yeah.
just hit me right there. Well, you are correct.
You've done festivals too, so I guess
maybe... I've done festivals with a few thousand or whatever, but yeah. Like 30? Yeah, 35,000? 40?
It's just, what, three or four metros? That's all it is, Wrigley Field, right?
30 of them? Yeah, man. That's crazy. Yeah, it'll be... I don't know.
Whenever you get to like cross off one of those things that's like been on your list... It's nice, right? Like you go, oh man, I got to do that. And then you go, ooh, that felt great.
Oh, of course.
I'd like to do that again.
Well, that's like, look, as we're getting heavy, but I can't help it. Is it David Foster Wallace who wrote that anything you decide you want in American life, you will never have enough of.
Mm.
You are in danger of never having enough of that.
That's beautifully put.
Thank you very much.
Score listener, right?
Score listener, tennis player. And unfortunately took his own life, but brilliant writer. But like whatever you want, whatever you decide you want, you are in danger of never having enough of, whether that's money or fame or access. Like, you know, that thing where like, oh man, look at this. I got free tickets. Well, why am I not backstage? Like, or whatever it is, you're in danger of that. So I try to live in the gratitude space.
Our big boss said, you got to go with Marvin Gaye. You got to see if you can pull that off.
I can't. The answer is I can't.
That's just like the level of cool on that.
How about the comfort level to take all that space, man? Go back and watch it sometime. He's got the track going where he's got, but he's like, he's comfortable with like 2 or 3 seconds of dead air every once in a while.
I think of that whenever I see it. I go, that's command.
100%.
That's command in the room. Everyone there is like, what's he doing?
Yeah.
This is cool. I feel weird. Uh-huh. This is usually not how this goes.
I can't wait till we can talk to Nico and to Craig about this leading up. Like, do you do that? Do you take a little pause in between and just look over at one of them? Give them the...
little finger gun action?
Hey, how are you?
And the Rockets!
Uh-oh.
Yeah, man. Like, all of the nightmare scenarios. Do I go Roseanne Barr and just go out there and scream it for a while and spit and run away knowing that I butchered it?
May I make a show suggestion to go along with this?
Yes, please.
I would feel comfortable with you taking the 16th off.
The day before?
Yeah, so that your voice is like completely...
Nah, I think I appreciate that. I think I got to take the day. They say I got to go over there and do a sound check on the 17th and go over there.
No, but I'm saying so. Like what I don't want is for us to do a show and the show is fun and we're laughing and then all of a sudden you wake up the next morning and you're like, uh-oh.
I got you.
I got to go hot tea, honey, everything else that we can do. So I want you to consider that as an opportunity to, rest and practice.
Let me one-up it.
You're going to take that Friday before, too?
And the Thursday?
Yeah.
And also...
How many times have you done a week of shows and then went over and you know, did a gig on a Friday night with that lasts for at least a couple hours, right?
How many times? How many times
Tanny,
have I...
Tanny, you're 100...
You're a good teammate, Lawrence, but yes, also is. I'm calling BS on that.
You're 100% right, but because there's a couple different things here. One, it's outside. Two, this is a lifelong dream. He has got the gig thing down. So
it's a different animal.
It's a different animal.
But
so
I'll be good though. I mean, yeah, no, man. It's very. Thank you for the support and the shared excitement.